This week's Shabbos is Shabbos on Gadol, as we all know. And all the Mefarshim try to explain why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. I'd like to share with you two pieces that I saw in the Tver Shlomo. He explains that it's called Shabbos HaGadol because we say in Shmoneh Esrei HaKel, HaGadol, HaGibor, VaHanora. These three descriptions of Hashem, HaGadol, HaGibor, VaHanora, correspond to the Gimel Avos. Gadol is connected. Avram Avinu, the pasuk says, Chazdecha Gadol Alai Lashon Gadula. This is connected to Chesed. Avram Avinu is connected to Chesed. That's why we say, Lecha Hashem HaGadula VaGvur HaTferes. The Gadula, the first one, is Chesed. Shabbos HaGadol, Lashon Gadula, is connected to Chesed, connected to Avram Avinu. Going on further there, HaGibor is connected to Yitzchak, Gagvura, and HaNor is connected to Yaakov. But our focus is Chesed, our focus is Gadula, Shabbos HaGadol, Avram Avinu. The idea is that on Shabbos, each Shabbos, it brings Kedusha, it's Mashpia Kedusha, Mashpia Chasadim for the entire week. When it comes particularly to Shabbos HaGadol, there's extra Chesed that's being Mashpia throughout the entire week. The Shabbos HaGadol, every Shabbos is Chesed that's being Mashpia, but Shabbos HaGadol is extra Chesed. Because since Pesach's falling out during the week of Shabbos HaGadol, it's this coming week, Pesach's coming out this coming week, and Pesach is also connected Avram Avinu, as the Torah famously writes, that the Gimel Regalim are connected to the Gimel Avos. Avram is connected to Pesach. The pasuk tells us, Melachim came to eat. Vishanu tachas eitz v'ekcha pas lechem. Avram Avinu fed the Melachim bread. It says Chazal, he was baking matzah and he was giving the matzah to eat because it's Pesach. Avram is connected to Pesach. Yitzchak is connected to Shavuos and Yaakov is connected to Sukkot. But our focus again right now is Pesach. Avram. Avram is connected to Pesach. Avram is connected to Chesed, Gedula. All these things are connected. So since Shabbos HaGadol is right before Pesach, it's the week of Pesach, there's extra Chesed, there's extra Gedula from this week, and that's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. When Avram Avinu is called V'agal HaShemech, the pasuk says in Lecha, and it's about Gedula, about elevating his name, the Gedula, the Chesed. That's the word Gedula. Wherever you see the word Gedula, it means Chesed. So what's the Chesed? What's the tremendous Chesed that Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us in this Shabbos HaGadol? So it sure explains that there's tremendous amount of Chesed this week, because the idea is, the pasuk tells us by the Karban Pesach, Kechulachem Tzon Shel Mitzvah, you're supposed to take the Tzon Shel Mitzvah. Mishchu, the pasuk tells us, to draw away. We're supposed to draw away from the Avodah Zarah, and take in place of the Avodah Zarah, take a Tzon Shel Mitzvah. When we tie the Say unto the bed, the gematria of Kari Hamita, the bedposts, the gematria is Satam. We're trying to tie up the Satam, we're trying to tie up the bedposts, we're trying to tie up the Avodah Zarah, and we're trying to mivata the Satam this week. And the gematria of Tzon Shel Mitzvah, when we're supposed to take the Tzon Shel Mitzvah, is the gematria of Bris. We're supposed to do a Bris, do a Keshesha Kayama, says Rav Shura, to have this tremendous bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through this Bris. Through taking the Tzon Shel Mitzvah, and we know this is what Avram Avinu did. He first separated himself from Avodah Zarah. He separated himself from the Satan. He was Mevata the Satan, and then he was Kichu. He took for himself Tzon Shel Mitzvah. He took for himself the Bris, the first one to receive the Bris Milah. He removed the Avodah Zarah, and he took upon the Bris Milah. That's what's going on Shabbos HaGadol. We're taking away, removing the Avodah Zarah, all the evil, all the Yitzhar, all the Satan, and we're taking a Mitzvah, we're taking a Bris, we're taking a covenant with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, as Avram Avinu did as well. And there's a parallel between Asar B'Nisan and Asar B'Tishrei. Of course, the 10th of Tishrei is Yom HaKippurim, and the 10th of Nisan is when they took the Karban Pesach. There's this parallel. One Shabbos Shuva, one Shabbos HaGadol. We have this connection that both days of Tshuva, Yom Kippur is a day of Tshuva, and Shabbos HaGadol is also a day of Tshuva. One Shuva Meira, one Shuva Me'ava. Yom Kippur is a Tshuva Meira. We separate from everything, only separating from things, and we know that the Zedonos are knocked down to Shigagos when we do a Tshuva Meira. But when we do two Tshuva, when we do Tshuva Me'ava, it takes the Zedonos and Nas and Ki Zichuyos. It turns into Paz Mitzvos. That's what Pesach's about. Pesach's about drawing, taking the evil things, taking the Zedonos, taking the Averos, and transforming them into Zichuyos for us. And that's what Rav Shurik quotes from Rav Shmalka. The pasuk says, "Machisi kav mishecher, erase, get rid of all the Averos." That's referring to Tishrei. That's referring to Yom Kippur, getting rid of all the bad things. Nisan in the pasuk Shuvei la ki galticha, return back to me, come back to me because you're being redeemed. It's something more positive. Nisan, Pesach, Shabbos Hagadol is a positive. The Chesed is the tshuva, but it's a high level type of tshuva, a high level Chesed. It's Shabbos Hagadol. It's greater than Shabbos Shuvah. It's Shabbos Hagadol. It's greater than that because it's a Chesed where we're taking the Zedonos and turning them into Zechuyos. That's the idea. So Mir Chasem should be Zocha this coming Shabbos to view this not simply as Shabbos Hagadol, not simply as a drusha that we're supposed to just know what to do for Pesach, that certainly we should learn, but also it's an opportunity to do tshuva and take all the verses we did in the past and turn them, transform them into Zechuyos. Mir Chasem should be Zocha to see the coming of the Mashiach and the real Karim Pesach in the base of Megdashim. Mir Chasem, Din Hei Rav Yameinu, Amen.